Hey guys, it's Crystal. Welcome to episode 1 of Doing Good Digital. Today, I want to talk to you about creating content consistently. It is a very simple subject, but one that is frequently asked about in my client meetings. And the reason I personally believe that a lot of my clients struggle with this is because their marketing, the investment in marketing has not necessarily caught up to the growth of the organization. So a lot of times this means that a lot of smaller organizations have one or two people that are chiefly in charge of the content creation process or of the marketing department as a whole. So one of the things that I recommend in creating content consistently is planning ahead. This is essential and really just involves creating an editorial calendar. So if you are new and don't know what an editorial calendar is, or maybe you've heard of it but you haven't executed on one, I'm challenging you this week to find a template that works for you and your organization and to plan your content for 1 month. Take a couple of days, think through it, do some research, go ahead and find an editorial calendar template that works for you. If you do have an editorial calendar, but you have not been diligent or faithful in keeping up with executing what you say you're going to do, then unfortunately, my friend, you have a discipline problem, not necessarily a planning problem. And that is a whole nother conversation in itself, but don't worry, we'll get there. I've been there. There are ways to overcome that as well. One of the two tools that I like to use is Asana. My other tool that I personally really enjoy using is Airtable. So I'll give you a little background. Asana, for myself, houses kind of my overall strategy. I look at my content for a year out. So things like the annual report, quarterly newsletters, monthly blog posts, you know, major email campaigns, any special projects that I might have, those are the kind of things that I like to use in Asana. And why I like that is because it's a project management tool. And when you create content, there are steps to the content creation process, right? Someone's got to be responsible for researching or fact checking or, you know, checking for grammatical errors, things like that, right? So I enjoy that because it allows me to work as a part of a team or solo. I can assign parts of the content creation process to a team member, or I can, if a content piece happens to fall all on me that month, then I am tracking and holding myself accountable to doing what I say I'm going to do. This helps to meet deadlines and it helps to manage workloads, especially if you are a part of that smaller nonprofit group, right? Very important to manage your time effectively. The second tool, Airtable, I really enjoy using because it's very user-friendly. It's very eye-catching. It's easy to use and to break down. I use Airtable specifically for my social media planning. And I like it because when you go into Airtable, they already have templates. There's a whole section for marketing that you can use a template for planning any type of content that you can think of. And for me, it allows me to plan my social media content, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever it is. I can go in and plan that content for each area, for each platform, but I can also just reduce the view. So that way I can look at all of my social content or only some of it. It's just really eye-grabbing. And from a freelancer perspective, it is very easy to share the tables and the bases with your clients without feeling like, you know, things are going to get messed up or misconstrued. It's really, really easy, similar to kind of Google Drive. I just really prefer Airtable when it comes to that. No real rhyme or reason except for it's eye-grabbing, colorful, simple to read, and everyone can access it. Just really, really cool features there. So plan ahead. That's step number one, right? Tip number two is to engage your team. Early on in my marketing career, I made the mistake of thinking that because I was taking the lead on a project or taking a lead on the marketing effort, that people would just follow me. They would just follow suit and do what I said because they trusted me to be the subject matter expert. And that could not have been further from the truth. It was a poor mindset to have then. It's a poor mindset to have in just about any endeavor that you take on, but especially around marketing, because marketing requires good listening, and it cannot be done in a silo. So engaging your team, for me, that looked like requesting coffee meetings. It built into having monthly and quarterly synchronization meetings with program staff, with coordinator staff, doesn't matter what level, right? People in your organization who are outside doing the work on a daily basis, who are connecting with those people who are watching the stories take place. Those are the people you need to get in front of. And you need to make that easy. You need to make sharing content easy. So I sat actually with a colleague of mine from, she used to work for Big Thought, and she gave me this really cool idea about embedding a new feature on our website that would be internal to our staff for sharing, you know, a success story or something really cool that happened that they felt like might be worth, you know, sharing with the marketing team. That's really cool because as opposed to, you know, kind of sitting down or like awkwardly cutting off your day or, you know, disrupting or, you know, having to schedule another meeting, people have a place that they can already go to and then you get a library of stories. Now that's kind of, you know, bigger and better things, you know, that's quite a large organization and something like that takes time to get your staff used to. But you can start small. And I think the key is just being authentic and curious, you know, authentic and curious about what's going on with your neighbor. So don't be discouraged. This process, it still takes time with teams, especially if you're the new guy on the block or if you are trying new things with your marketing department. Expect there to be some pushback. Change is really, really hard on people, but you want to make sure that your team is a part of whatever change, whatever storytelling, whatever success, all of that. You want to make sure that your team is a part of that. So focus on listening, make it easy, incorporate some storytelling time into your staff meeting agendas, whatever it takes to get the story and to get it out. The last thing I want to talk about is the sharing process, automating that. I like to batch post, and these are not new concepts. This is something I'm sure some of you have already heard, but if you have not, getting a social media scheduling tool is going to change your life. And I'll tell you why. When you batch all of your content for the month using that editorial calendar, guys, okay, going back to point number one, when you've planned your content and you have made a plan to share it, it frees up your day to focus on listening and engagement. If you are constantly waiting behind a computer screen at 3:52 on Tuesday and 2 p.m. on Friday and whatever other odd time that your social media says is the best time for you to post, if you're behind the screen, you cannot get to the people who are actually engaging with your work. You don't know who your biggest fans are. You don't know why they're sharing it. You don't know who's upset. You're not able to engage. And that's the other half of social media, right? When you are marketing, you cannot just be a talking head. Again, goes back to point number two, right? Listening is important. So you want to go ahead and automate your sharing process so that you can be engaged and be listening yourself. There are a number of tools to do this. My preferred is Buffer, just because it's very user-friendly, it has a very clean interface, and they offer 50% off of nonprofit pricing. Now, that's not an advertisement, but it really is something that has been beneficial to the organizations that I've been a part of. And one thing that I really, really love about it are the team features. Our team was very involved, and my organization currently was very involved in social media scheduling and posting. But each department kind of had its own voice, which was a cool and unique benefit. But unfortunately, we had a lot of issues around solidifying our brand. When I came on board, I recognized that people didn't know us as one singular organization. They knew us by this program or this department. And that was because each social media feed was its own thing, its own entity, and it wasn't consistent across the board. That was something that we really wanted to change in order to solidify the overall branding of the organization. So I didn't want to completely strip away the team's kind of autonomy, but we did use Buffer to create some type of permissions. So now when they schedule something, when they want something to be posted on social media, I get a chance to review it before it's live on any of our feeds. So if you're working with a team or you're working with a client, whatever it is, if you have other people involved in your marketing process and want to maintain your brand's integrity, Buffer is a really great tool to do that. So just as a recap, there are three things that will help you in planning your content and making it consistent. That is planning ahead, utilizing tools to craft an editorial calendar, engage your team members, nonprofit marketers, freelancers, whoever you are, make sure that you are including others in your marketing process, in your content creation process. Lastly, automate your sharing. Be an engaged listener on social media and use a social media scheduling tool to go ahead and batch post your post. So for me, just to kind of wrap it up for you guys, between planning out my editorial calendar and automating the sharing, we're looking at about 3 to 4 full days of work so that I'm set up for the next month ahead. 3 or 4 full days. It takes time, definitely takes time to research, and it definitely depends on the type of content you're creating. Of course, when you are, you know, and these are marking up. I'm not saying that it takes me 3 or 4 days to literally go post by post by post, but in terms of looking at the dates and getting content ideas and knowing that I have a blog post here, an email there, a newsletter here, that process takes me about 3 or 4 days. And then you have your schedule kind of backtracked so that you know when you need to start creating those pieces of content. So that's another conversation. But for now, remember those 3 points, and that should get you started on your journey to creating content consistently. So if you have any questions, if you're looking for other resources, or you'd like to see something featured in one of our future episodes, feel free to email us at hello@creativecauseagency.com. Have a great week, guys.